This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hi there and welcome to Member Care Radio. Come on in and join us, please. My friend Scott Shum has joined us today. Scott and his wife Beth are using their lives to teach, encourage, and help cross-cultural Christian workers and leaders keep focused on spiritual formation to make it a vital part of all they do. It's been my pleasure to get to know Scott and Beth over the last couple of years at gatherings of people who are either in or who are interested in the ministry of member care, caring for those that God has sent as his ambassadors to countries all around the world. Just recently, I heard Scott address a number of member care pastors and counselors on the subject of being courageous in our volatile and dangerous world, and I'm pleased that he has agreed to share with us today on the topic of loss. Scott, thanks so much for joining us. Go right ahead.
There's a fascinating verse in the Old Testament book, the Proverbs. It says this in chapter 14, "Even in laughter, the heart may ache, and joy may end in grief." That's a fascinating thought to me, that in our laughter in life, there may even be a heartache behind that. And oftentimes we have joy in life, and for one reason or another, it ends in grief. And one of the realities of life is the dynamic of loss. When I was a kid, a young teenager, junior higher, we lived on a river in northern Indiana. And I don't know where my parents got the dog, but we had a little puppy, probably free from somebody giving him away. And it was a poodle schnauzer mixed. We called it a schnoodle. And it was probably more schnauzer than poodle. But this thing was brandy colored. And so we called it Brandy. And this dog went with me everywhere. I'd go back and stomp back into the woods along the river and fish and do whatever I was doing. And that dog was always with me. And because we didn't have much development in our neighborhood in those days, I just let the dog out the door and he'd go out and sniff around the woods, do whatever he needed to do, and he would show up. Well, one day, Brandy didn't come home. Never knew if he fell in the river and drowned, or he had this habit of going into groundhog holes and rooting around and barking and stuff, and I don't know if he got in a hole and couldn't get out, or never didn't know what happened to that dog. I traveled up and down the country roads handing out lost dog signs, and I just, it was something that it was a dog I couldn't find. And one day I locked myself in the bathroom and I just sat there and I wept. I didn't really have the categories back then as a young teenager. I really didn't know what I was experiencing, but what I was dealing with at that point was loss. It was a good buddy that was gone. In this life, there are so many losses that we experience. And in Western society, I don't think we really know how to handle loss. We haven't defined loss well, and we don't give ourselves very good permission to grieve. And what happens in our life with so many changes and dynamics that go on is that we begin to experience accumulated loss and accumulated grief. And we don't process those life experiences. And all of a sudden, they begin to build up inside of us. And there's all kinds of other symptoms that come along. But one of the most severe is a heart that's lost feeling. And we're just not sure where to go. We begin to feel stuck and blocked up inside. So I want to talk just a bit about what does it look like to deal with the losses in our life. I think the first thing that we need to make sure we do is we never minimize loss. There is never a loss that is too small to sit down and think about. I remember once I had a book that I really enjoyed a great deal when I was younger in my adult life. It was a book I read repeatedly, wrote notes in it. And someplace along the way on a trip, I misplaced it, and I could not find that book. And I had such this awkward sense of deep disappointment, and I just felt weird that I was so doggone down that I had lost this book, but yet I had so much written in it and so much of my own thoughts in it that it was really irreplaceable. I could rebuy the book, but I couldn't regain all the notes and all the dog-eared pages and such. And that kind of seems silly. It's just a book, but it was a loss. And my tendency to minimize that probably was not a healthy thing. And we need to not minimize our losses in our life and not minimize losses in our children's or a friend's life. So some things that may be an insignificant loss to me may be a significant loss to another person. There's a pithy little saying that says, all change is loss and all loss is to be grieved. Well, in this day and age, one of the constants in our life is change. And so we need to be aware and have a sensitivity to loss. So I would say a second thing we need to do is watch out for losses. Every time there is some sort of change in our life, there is something that's not going to be the same. whether it's a friend that leaves or a job change or moving or whatever it may be. And so that is a change, and in that change there are losses. And of course, as the saying goes on, all losses are to be grieved. I would also suggest that thirdly, we give ourselves permission to grieve. For some of us, it may be just sitting down and thinking about it or talking about it. Some of us will shed some tears over it. We all grieve at different paces. Some of us can grieve through things rather quickly. Others, for us, some things in life just hang on for years and years and years. Again, it's important not to minimize or dismiss or to consider those things too silly. And I think especially it's important to watch for losses in our children's lives, whether it's a friend that moves or something that goes on at school or in a youth group or whatever the situation may be, because we don't often have appropriate categories for loss, and help our children to understand that what they're experiencing is a loss, and then help them to know how to process it and to deal with it, talk it through. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be angry at first. It's okay to feel those feelings, and to help our children begin to learn how to identify loss and to work through all the losses that we have in our life, the grief that builds up in our life. Otherwise, our children, like us, will have that accumulated grief, and it can lead to some real serious symptoms in our lives. So there is the paradox in life that things that begin with great joy can eventually end in grief. A friendship can be a great joy, and when the friend moves away, it becomes a great grief. But it is worth living as long as we're willing to deal with the losses that come along the way.
Well, there's probably no right or wrong way to grieve or to face loss, because we are each individuals. We come from different families, different cultures, different parts of the world, different temperaments. But there are powerful spiritual ways to make your grieving more complete and more positive in your life, to make it a learning experience. Thanks, Scott, for sharing your personal experiences with us today. Scott and his wife, Beth, are members of Barnabas International, an organization committed to bringing encouragement, as you might guess from its name, Barnabas. You can discover more about Barnabas at their website, www.barnabas.org.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.